Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of May 1st, 2023. After a months-long and nationwide search facilitated by one of the premier superintendent search firms in the country, McPherson & Jacobson, LLC, the Hillsborough School District Board of Directors has selected HSD Assistant Superintendent Travis Ryman as the next superintendent of the Hillsborough School District. Mr. Ryman's term as superintendent will begin July 1, 2023, following Superintendent Mike Scott's retirement. The vetting and interview process was extremely rigorous. After initial interviews and video presentations, the three finalists were each taken through a full day of meetings, school visits, interviews, and Q&A sessions with various stakeholder groups. Participants were then asked to share their feedback on the candidates. Board members were given access to video recordings of all public sessions, which were held in person with an option to join virtually, as well as the compiled feedback, to evaluate along with their collective experience of interacting with the finalists. Ultimately, they felt confident that Mr. Ryman was the best candidate for the position. Mr. Ryman is well respected in the community and across the state of Oregon as a leader for leveraging the district's rich diversity of people and industry to the advantage of all students. He has experience, skills, and success in the areas of instructional leadership, curriculum development, family engagement, STEAM education, career and technical education, and partnership development with local industry and institutes of higher education. Read more on our website. Our featured event is the Crystal Apple Awards Dinner. It was a packed house at the 18th celebration of the Crystal Apple Awards, held Thursday, April 27th at Northwest Events and Environments. We were so thrilled to honor our 36 staff nominees and learn more about what colleagues, students, and families appreciate most about them. While all of them are winners in our book, 10 of them took home the coveted Crystal Apple Award. Find out who by visiting our website. Our bond update is on the Liberty Solar Array Open House and Senior Project Night. The community is invited to tour the new solar array canopy and classroom / workshop building where Liberty High School students learn about and apply sustainable practices. Seniors will be presenting their capstone projects. Join us for the open house on Thursday, May 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. Light refreshments will be provided. RSVP via the link on our website. May 8th through 12th is Teacher Appreciation Week. Take a picture with your favorite teacher and send it to webmaster@hsd.k12.or.us. We'll promote your kind words on our website and social media sites throughout the week. All HSD families are invited to join us from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 2nd at South Meadows Middle School to understand more about social-emotional learning and how it impacts the learning experiences of all students. This month's focus is responsible decision-making. The countdown is on to our annual Proud to Be HSD Festival on Saturday, May 13th in downtown Hillsborough. If you'd like to volunteer, please sign up by Friday, May 5th. For more information, please see hsd.k12.or.us/festival. Join the combined bands of Pointer and Evergreen Middle School, cleverly dubbed the Pointer Green Band, as they present the music of John Williams in their May the 4th Be With You concert at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 4th in the Evergreen Middle School gym. The next meeting of the Black Village Family Advisory Committee will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. via Zoom on Monday, May 8th. All families with students who identify in whole or in part as Black, African American, or African are welcome to learn, grow, and unite as we come together to build a better community for our children. The next Latino Parent Advisory Committee meeting takes place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 11th on Google Meet. All families of students identifying as Latino and or Mesoamerican Indigenous are welcome to attend to learn more about what is happening in the school district, how to get involved, and ways to support your children's education. High school students are encouraged to apply by May 26th to be part of the City of Hillsborough's Youth Advisory Council for 2023-24. Up to 30 students will be selected to serve. For additional information, visit the city's website and watch current student leaders talk about their experience with Mayor Calloway on the latest episode of Community Conversations. The Hillsborough Schools Foundation is partnering with Synopsys and Computer Drive Connection to hold an e-waste recycling event from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, May 6th in the Synopsys parking lot. Don't miss this opportunity to drop off your unused or broken home electronics and small appliances for proper recycling. A $5 donation per car goes to support HSF's innovative education programming for students in the Hillsborough School District. Hillsborough Police will hold a confidential paper shredding event from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 6th. Donations accepted to benefit the Hillsborough Police Cadets. The Oregon State Board of Education and the Oregon Department of Education encourage rising high school seniors to apply for a one-year appointment as either a student advisor to the board or a student rule advisor. Appointments begin August 2023 and end July 2024. Positions will be open until filled. Apply by May 17th for the best chance of selection. Washco Bikes is seeking students ages 16 and older to be summer bike camp instructors for youth ages 8 to 12. Learn more and apply on their website by Sunday, June 4th. This month's Hillsborough Public Library Student Success Newsletter is full of information about upcoming events, from a DIY sticker workshop to henna party to kindergarten preparation meeting and more. Check it out on our website. Hillsborough Library Friends' annual spring book sale runs April 28th through May 7th, and the library's art supply drive, supporting the National Alliance on Mental Illness, runs through May 31st. Washington County residents with old uncertified wood stoves or wood stoves certified from 1986 to 1992 can receive $250 for recycling their stove on Saturday, May 6th at Far West Recycling in Hillsborough. You must register in advance. Only 40 wood stoves will be accepted. Attention staff, local nonprofit Schoolhouse Supplies is hosting its Thanks a Million Teacher Appreciation Celebration on Saturday, May 6th. This free event will provide teachers at schools where more than 50% of the students qualified for free or reduced price meals with over $1 million in supplies and gifts to kick off National Teacher Appreciation Week. Learn more and check your eligibility on the Schoolhouse Supplies website. A free PERS 403B retirement planning seminar will take place at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 11th in the Administration Center boardroom. The workshop is open to all employees and their partners, whether they are planning to retire in the near future or are simply looking to get some questions answered. Register in advance at the link on the staff news page of our website. The fourth episode of HR's High Five podcast series focuses on organization. Enjoy listening to staff members Christy Walters, Ellie Andrade, and Rose Ramon share their tips and tricks for staying organized. That's all for the week of May 1st, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.